Welcome to the Grant Wrighton Seminar with your host, Dr. Eurydice Moore, on WGCR.us.
I'm Dr. Eurydice Moore of Safe Haven Community Skills Center. We provide grant writing services to the local, national, and international communities. You may contact me at 773-407-5372 or MySpace, the Grant Writer. And if you miss any shows, you may go on to Podomatic, the Grant Writer. Now, many of you have taken advantage of the Podomatic. I did a show with Mr. Engineer Mike Stone on the last show, and we were talking about how the spike in Podomatic have gone up around December 31st because many of you were downloading and obtaining the information as far as how to write proposal letters and proposals, and that's very good. And I'm very happy to announce that I checked the spike for this week because I made an announcement on the show that January, February, March, and April would be excellent month to solicit for funding because the spirit of giving is still resting on the funders. And lo and behold, the spikes are up again. So I want to thank you for that. Now, today's show is Prosperity in 2008. And in the studio today, we have Dr. Israel. Dr. Israel is my mentor. He got me started in radio. I had met him at an event. And not only that, but he's a friend. And at this time, I want to give a shout out to Mrs. Israel Keturah, who is my friend too, a secure woman, a woman with the spirit of hospitality. And I just want to say I appreciate you. I appreciate you allowing me to be a friend of yours and your husband. Because I am a single woman, and you all just embraced me and just made me feel a part of the Israel family. Okay, Dr. Israel, take us there.
Hi, Dr. Moore, and hello, everyone out there. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about prosperity, and we're going to talk about what it is. We intend to get through the sources of prosperity and of course, prosperity is 10 commandments. And if we do have a little bit of more time, perhaps we can talk a little bit about the grocery store analogy.
Sound good to me. Mm-hmm. So what is prosperity? What is the definition?
Okay. I have a couple of definitions for us today. Okay. And the first one that I really like is being able to do what you want to do, when you want to do it, with whom you want to do it, and doing it in a manner that pleases you.
I like that.
And so there are a lot of us who don't have that ability because we sell our time for money, and we attempt to be more prosperous, but sometimes it doesn't work out that way.
Oh, so is prosperity just money?
It's not just money. And, you know, we want to talk a little bit about that today.
Because when people hear the word prosperity, their mind automatically money, dollar signs.
Prosperity is abundance. That's the second definition. And it's having an abundance mentality. You know, we often talk about the spirituality of doing things. And this is where everything starts. Everything in creation starts with you being a certain thing or thinking about it in a certain way. And if you have an abundance of desired wants, and that includes money, time, space, friends, games to play if you're athletic or you're inclined to play, you know, certain other games, your abilities, your skills, if you like to travel and visit places, love is a form of prosperity, truth, knowledge, awareness, and, of course, one of my favorites, your life energy is part of your prosperity, and you're always supposed to continue to build your life energy. And it goes on and on. Whatever you have an abundance of speaks to your prosperity. And so we have another way that we can say that, and that is loving, respecting, and treating your body well is one way to lead yourself toward prosperity. And, of course, you know that that's really important to me, and we have an entire show that's devoted to that. We, you know, of course, on our show, we talk about health, fitness, and financial wellness, and so this fits really well into your show, Dr. Moore.
Yes, it does, because what good is money if you're sick? Health and wealth goes together.
And financial wellness is often the core of everything else. So another thing that we look at in terms of prosperity is shaping your time and your relationships. And, of course, you know, that's one thing that you never are able to get back is your time. So if you waste your time, you're really wasting your life.
Yeah, it's gone.
And what about relationships? And there are really three types of relationships, if you're going to be prosperous, that you should be building. And that's connections, should be building centers of influence, and circles of 10.
Yeah, I know you might not have time for it because our time is pretty much set. But as far as relationship, I don't want to be a spot. I remember the last time you was on the show and you were talking about that spot relationship.
Yeah.
I know I don't want to be a spot.
Okay. Yeah, so you want the type of relationship that is give and take.
Because,
you know, that's one of the whole basis of having a good relationship is that bond is there, number one, and number two, that the relationship is give and take. So when you're talking about connections, then you are making investments in people, and people are also making investments in you. These are your connections, and they are important to you. Centers of influence are people who make a direct impact on your profitability. So if you have a business, these are the people that are not only involving themselves in your business, but they are also referring other people to you. As far as your circle of 10, these are the people that you have decided that you want to enjoy and be with forever.
Circle of 10 people, huh?
Yeah. And so that most often includes family members, friends, and you know, other people that really give you life, give you energy, and make your life pleasurable. And you really have feel no obligation or need in terms of these people. You just, you know, you just
enjoy each other.
Yeah. And so those are the three that we should be building in terms of relationships. And I know we can't, you know, actually go through all of these on this show, but I at least wanted to let people know that there are several others in terms of prosperity that are important elements of that. And that is increasing your sexual wealth, which is a big topic, maximizing your happiness, raising productive children. You want your children to be self-sufficient and independent. And when you can do that, you know, you are prosperous. You have a good life because those children in turn, you know, are going to help you out. Even if you're not asking them to, they're going to think about that and they're going to help you out later on in life. Making the most of yourself. And this comes from a person that is dear to me named Wallace Wattles. He has a book called The Science of Getting Rich. And one of the things he says that you always should do is make the most of yourself, make the most of your life. And so you need to master something in your life in order to be able to be important to other people. You can always increase your understanding. And the result of increasing your understanding is that it gives you the desire to do things. And once you have that desire, it, of course, gives you more control over your life. People who are wealthy have an attitude of authority, influence, and dominion, which means authority means that they are the author of their life, and they know it, and they learn how to make their life work well for them.
Wow, I like that.
And other people like that, too, because when you know someone knows how to make their life work well for them, oftentimes you can connect with them, and you will learn how to make life work well for yourself. Influence, you have a degree of self-confidence that invites other people to be confident in you too. And of course, dominion, you are in charge of yourself and you set the direction for your life. So all of these are elements of prosperity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Yeah. And I know you don't have the time to go through, get into details, but if our listening audience want additional information, they can just log on to your website. Mm-hmm. What is your website?
The website that I prefer, since we have a lot of information on there, is healthyliving.podomatic.com, because we have other interviews from our show. But also, if they look in the favorite sections on that page, there's a link to the Science of Getting Rich.
Okay.
And they can get a free copy of that book by clicking on that link.
Okay. Wow. And then if you'd like to listen to this show again, you can go on to Podomatic, MySpace. Oh, no, Podomatic.
The Grant Writer.
The Grant Writer.
Podomatic.com.
And the reason why Dr. Israel can say that is because he put mine together. Thank you again, Dr. Israel. He did a fantastic job.
You're very welcome. And so we're going to maybe skip over the sources of prosperity for
okay.
now.
He know what I want to get to. He can just see it all in me. Like, when we going to do this? When we going to do this? There's something you need to hear.
And this comes from a book called Prosperity's Ten Commandments.
Oh, yeah.
By
okay. What I've been waiting for.
By Georgiana Tree West. And what I did was I just rewrote the principles in my own words, mm-hmm. and kind of mixed it up with some of the things that she had with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based on the Ten Commandments in the Bible.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, the first commandment is you shall have no other gods before me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so in terms of prosperity, we say stop looking outside yourself for your supply.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we tend to feel that we don't have enough knowledge. We don't have enough skill.
We expect others to bring us our prosperity.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we often say things like, I'm going to be well when my ship comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where it's coming from. But
you need to get in the water and swim out there and get the ship and bring it to the dock.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And another thing that I've heard that's really germane to this is there's another person that says, when you're talking about your ship coming in, really, you're talking about relationships.
Mm, okay.
Okay. And there, of course, there are other ships, words with the end of with ship on the end of it, that are, you know, germane to that conversation. But again, we say, stop looking outside yourself for your supply. You are the author of your life. Okay. The second commandment. Remember, that has to deal with graven images.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when Moses came down, and he came down with the two tablets written by the finger of God, and then the Israelites was out there boogie down. I mean, they were partying, and they had created this golden calf.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the reason they did that is because they had what? Images of lack. And limitation. Mm-hmm. We're no longer in Egypt. Where are we gonna? We're gonna die out here unless we.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I see the connection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, in terms of prosperity, we say you shall make no mental images of lack.
Mm-hmm. So if you're walking around here saying, "Oh, I need money," you're gonna need it. You're gonna always need it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or I don't have, or I ain't got. Right. You know.
Right. Uh-huh. And Wallace Wattles is one that focused on this too, and he says, you cannot hold a mental image which is to make you rich if you fill your mind with pictures of poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are those mental images that you hear people talk about every day. I'm poor, I'm in poverty. In other words, they are identifying with that particular situation. And whatever you identify with, that's where your mind leads you to. And so Wallace Wattles says you should get pictures of wealth into the mind of the poor if you really want to help the poor.
Mm-hmm.
Get pictures of wealth in their mind and eliminate the pictures of poverty.
Okay, do you think it would help to cut out magazine articles and post them? What do you think? How could they develop pictures of wealth?
I think that's a great way to do it. I mm-hmm. think that you can put together how you want your life to be, how you want your relationships to be, mm-hmm. and you can do that all in a visual component. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, in one of the in our business, one of the things we do is we prepare what you call a life graph, where we look at it and post all of those different pictures and things. If I wanted a certain car, I would put that model and make of the car. Mm. If I want a boat, I would put, you know, the type of boat, I would put a picture of that boat there. And what people have found is that they bring those things into their lives by doing that. So yeah, that's an excellent way to do it.
Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, you all can picture some grant money, too, now.
That's right.
Now, some of you are probably wondering, why are you doing this show, Dr. Moore? Well, I told you back in November and December that I was going to have Mike on to share a very valuable resource that you want to tap into in the beginning of the year. And then I told you that I was going to invite Dr. Israel, and we were going to define prosperity. And then I was going to mention some businesses that you can get into for as little under $100. We're trying to lay down the foundation, and we're trying to address the mindset. So this is the purpose of the program. I can suggest all the grant information I want, but if your mindset is not right, grants is not going to help you. When you get the money, you're going to mess it up. So we want to get our mindset correctly. So this is the purpose of the program, and you will be hearing about grants, so don't get nervous. Okay, Dr. Israel?
The third commandment, you remember, is do not take the Lord, your God's name, in vain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And so this also speaks to limitation and lack, but it said the recommendation is that you don't speak the words of limitation and lack.
Mm.
Okay. And Waddle says, don't waste time thinking or talking about shortcomings or wrong actions. You know, instead, have gratitude, mm-hmm, or express gratitude. Mm-hmm. And so if you even find a penny, you know, you're supposed to be grateful.
Don't walk over it like so many of us do. Oh, man. But if that was a 20 or a 50, maybe I'd been down there and get it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to avoid speaking negative. This will keep us from complaining.
Right.
Having gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps you from whining and complaining.
That's right.
Okay.
So you appreciate what's around you,
mm-hmm,
and you appreciate what you already have.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm really enjoying this, and I'm learning. Every time I talk to Dr. Israel, I'm learning so much. And we're going to have to take a break now, and we're going to pick this up. You have been listening to the Grant Writing Seminar this half hour with Dr. Eurydice Moore and Dr. Shmuel Israel.
Yes.
All right.
But this is great news.
Aw, thanks. Oh, I'm so nervous, but I'm excited, too.
So are you going to start telling people? Is it too soon?
I think I'll wait a little bit, you know, just in case.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, well, people are going to notice soon anyway.
Have you told your mom yet?
Not yet.
Oh, she's going to be so happy.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so nice to finally be able to say, I am quitting smoking.
Mm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you're pregnant, there's one more exciting announcement you can make to your friends and family, that you've decided to quit smoking. A lot of women are able to quit successfully when they find out they're pregnant. They have the best motivation there is, a healthy baby. Deciding to quit is the first step you can take to reduce the risks of premature delivery, low birth weight, childhood asthma, and SIDS. We can help you learn to quit. Call Great Start at 1-866-66-START.
So do I have to buy you a gift for this too?
Of course.
Every baby deserves a great start. Brought to you by the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The all-new WGCR.us.
Hi, this is Dr. Eurydice Moore with our special guest, Dr. Israel, for this half hour of the Grant Writing Seminar. And we have been discussing the Prosperity Ten Commandments. And right now we are on point number 4. I hope you're taking notes. If not, you can go to the Podomatic and download it. Okay, Dr. Israel, guide us further.
Okay, when we went to break, we were just getting ready to go into the fourth commandment, which is remember the Sabbath day.
Mm.
And so as far as prosperity is concerned, we say remember to take a rest.
Okay.
And I'm always about healthy habits, right?
Mm-hmm.
So practice the free day habit, which is a 24-hour period spent away from all work-related thinking, communication, and action.
This is the day to do nothing.
Right. I mean, nothing but things that give you pleasure, okay, that increases your energy.
I know, because I had it real bad, because I operate, my days and hours operation is 7 days, and sometimes I get with my daughter and we're eating, and she said, "Mom, can you talk about something else besides business?"
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it rejuvenates you and it gives you the opportunity to be creative the next time you go back to work.
Okay.
Commandment number 5 is honor your father and mother, and I really love this one. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can probably speak for a couple of hours on honoring your father and mother in terms of your health and how that affects your health. But looking at it from a standpoint of prosperity, it means dealing honorably with yourself and others. So you can master your environment, you can master your destiny, but you don't try to rule over your fellow man. The minute you try to make someone do something and try to rule over them so that you can make a profit, you're really entering into the realm of evil, as we call it.
Okay.
Okay, and, you know, there's a saying that if you try to force someone to do something, they're going to still be of the same opinion. They may do what you want them to do.
And then you're going to build resentment.
Right.
They're going to resent you.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And it doesn't matter whether they're workers in your business or they're people that's involved in some type of relationship, family, friends, you're still going to get that anger and resentment.
Mm.
Commandment number 6 is the one that says you should not kill. Okay? And we say, do not take your wealth out of circulation. And what does that mean? You know how sometimes you have something or have some means and you sort of hoard it. We have some people who hoard wealth, hoard every penny that they have.
Like that man in the Bible that he had such a tremendous increase and he's like, oh, I know what I'll do. I just build bigger bonds instead of, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you want your wealth to always be in circulation, which means that sometimes there are going to be people in your lives that have some things that you want and you have to be willing to pay for those things, because that's where you're actually going to find it, a lot of your wealth, in the hands of other people. Okay. So Waddle says, give every man more in use value than the cash value you take from him. Okay, and so I think that we're doing that now. We're providing a lot of use value to ourselves and those that are listening to this program, which means that we're getting more, giving more in use value than we're receiving in cash value.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
that's the whole principle. Mm-hmm. Keep it circulating, because the more people know and the more we're able to get this type of information out, it means that now more can enter. We can learn more and be able to provide more for others.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Commandment number 7 is you do not commit adultery. So we say do not allow impurities, obstacles, or limitations to cause stagnation in your body or your mind.
Mm.
Okay? And that's very important, too, because sometimes we, just like we talk about impurities of food and impurities in other ways, or impurities with your mate, that's what they were originally talking about in terms of adultery.
Mm-hmm.
You can also have mind impurities that stop you from doing what you really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've heard the word procrastination, right?
And
some of that is because of mind impurities.
Mm-hmm.
Commandment number 8, do not steal. Now, this is a great one. And what we say in terms of prosperity is you should not seek something for nothing.
Oh, that's a biggie.
Mm-hmm. And because when things sometimes when things reach you, as we said before, they're in the hands of other men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And so since it's in another person's hand,
mm-hmm.
They're going to ask for an equivalent for them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to prepare yourself to receive your desires. Commandment number 9, do not bear false witness. So we say you should not bear false witness against the source of your wealth. The power that creates your wealth is your consciousness, and the way that you bear false witness against your own consciousness is having those images of poverty and lack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you can sort of look at poverty then as a disease, because it consumes you, and the more you think about it, the more you talk about it.
And it causes dis-ease.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, commandment number 10.
Lastly. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm,
you should not covet, okay, another person's wealth. And so don't limit yourself by doing that. You don't really need to compete, as Waddle said. Let's get rid of the ideas of competition,
mm-hmm.
and think about creation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can always differentiate yourself from what other people are doing,
mm-hmm.
and absolutely have no competition.
Mm. Okay. You are to create and not to compete. Mm-hmm. I like that. And I want to thank the listening audience for tuning in for this week of the Grant Writing Seminar. And I want to thank you, Dr. Israel, for coming on the show. So, if you want to hear additional information, you can log on to the Podomatic. And thank you. God bless. Godspeed.